Those who require companionship. Success is not a solo journey. Whether you're building a business or promoting friendships, your success hinges on how you interact with others. Relationships thrive on reciprocity. Balancing your needs with giving other people what they want is not manipulative. It's essential. Understanding that you can't force loyalty, friendliness, or cooperation, but you can inspire them, is key. Most successful professionals are sociable, genuine, and unthreatened by others' achievements. To succeed in your interactions, understanding human behavior is crucial. Many struggle with low self-esteem, which can lead to hypersensitivity and defensiveness. Some compensate by being aggressive and arrogant. They may misinterpret feedback as criticism. It's futile to argue with them. Instead, offer compliments and create positive interactions. Leadership presence. Great leaders recognize their role in shaping others' attitudes. They exude confidence through body language and demeanor. By maintaining good posture, offering firm handshakes, making eye contact, and speaking confidently, you can also project self-assurance. Everyone desires respect and importance. Being even slightly late for a meeting implies a lack of respect for others' time. Just as it bothers you when someone ignores your messages, employees feel unappreciated when their contributions are disregarded. Employees thrive when they feel valued. Showing genuine interest in others can create a positive and productive environment. Leave a memorable first impression. First impressions matter a lot. Whether you're going for a job interview or meeting a new client, being enthusiastic and dressing appropriately can make a big difference. People are more likely to respond positively to someone genuinely interested in what they have to offer. It's important to maintain a positive attitude and avoid speaking negatively about others, whether it's competitors or former colleagues. Instead, focus on finding common ground and showing appreciation for others. Remember, people want to be liked, so make sure to let them know when you're impressed by them. Connect like a pro. To bond with others, you need to meet three hungers that almost everyone has. 1. Acceptance. People feel most at ease with those who offer unconditional acceptance. Allow others to be themselves, even if they have unconventional views or behaviors. Avoid being judgmental or critical, as acceptance lays the foundation for meaningful change. This approach mirrors the effectiveness of psychotherapy, where professionals create a safe space for patients to share openly without fear of judgment. 2. Approval. Even challenging individuals possess positive qualities. Instead of dwelling on negatives, focus on and praise the good traits you see. This form of approval is especially impactful when you highlight something not immediately obvious. 3. Appreciation. Demonstrate your value for others in your life, whether customers, colleagues, family, or friends, through courteous and friendly behavior. Treat each person as unique and make them feel special, acknowledging their importance. Friendly meetings. Have you ever noticed those people who effortlessly charm everyone they meet? They're not some special breed, they've just got a few tricks up their sleeve. First off, they genuinely believe that others will like them, which makes them fearless in social situations. They don't sweat rejection because they know most folks are open to making connections. But there's a fine line between being friendly and coming off too strong. You want to avoid being pushy or clingy because that's a surefire way to send people running in the opposite direction. Friendly individuals deliberately smile often, their eyes sparkle, and they radiate happiness. Authenticity is key. It's easy to spot a fake smile or insincere handshake. If you're not accustomed to smiling, practice in front of a mirror. Don't worry about feeling awkward. Eventually, smiling will become second nature, and you'll notice the positive impact your warm smile has on others. A smile, paired with a kind word or two, is a powerful combination. Listen, engage, connect. Being a good conversationalist doesn't always mean being super smart or fascinating. Many people know it's important to chat well, but hold back because they feel awkward. They worry they might say something boring. But actually, making small talk is key to being social. Imagine asking someone about the meaning of life when you've just met them. That would stop the conversation. Interviewers begin with easy questions to help the other person relax. They want to make talking about their life feel natural. Listen carefully to what they say and use it to guide the conversation. Wait for your turn to speak up and try to find things you both agree on. It's better to keep the chat friendly by avoiding constant disagreements. Sarcasm and teasing often backfire, even within families. People might not get your jokes and instead feel hurt or defensive. It's best to avoid teasing unless you're really sure the other person will find it funny and not upsetting. Listen better, hone skills. Good conversationalists prioritize learning about others over talking about themselves. Wise individuals are often attentive listeners who gather relevant information before expressing their opinions. Avoid being a loud, opinionated person who dominates conversations. Expert negotiators understand the value of listening. By allowing the other party to speak, they can gather important information and understand their intentions. Great conversationalists react naturally. They focus on listening rather than just thinking about their response or interrupting. Here's how you can improve your conversational skills. 1. Maintain eye contact. Show that you are focused and attentive. 2. Use nonverbal cues. Nod and lean in to demonstrate interest. 3. Ask questions. Encourage the other person to share more. 4. Avoid interruptions. Respectfully allow others to finish before speaking. Conflict resolution strategies. Many people see disagreements as battles where one must emerge victorious. However, research tells us that the aggressive approach rarely works. Instead of arguing or overpowering others, it's more effective to subtly persuade them. Avoid triggering their defenses and egos by understanding their subconscious. Here's how to win arguments. 1. Listen first, speak second. Allow others to share their views without interruption. Letting them express themselves fully can make them more open to your perspective. When it's your turn, pause briefly before responding to show you were listening attentively. 2. Aim for understanding, not victory. Recognize valid points made by the other party. Acknowledging their perspective is not a sign of weakness, but a way to find common ground. 3. Maintain composure. Present your arguments calmly and logically. Avoid resorting to aggression, as it is rarely effective. 4. Allow your opponent to save face. Give your counterpart a way to step back without losing face. People are more willing to compromise when they feel respected. Boost staff output. Research shows that employees work best when they're fully focused mentally and physically. To make your employees happier and more motivated, ask for their ideas. Good managers know they don't have all the answers. Often, the best ideas come from regular employees, not just top executives. This idea also works outside of work. When you ask your spouse or neighbor for advice, they're more likely to cooperate. People like it when you value their opinions and will be more enthusiastic. Just make sure you genuinely care about their ideas, not just looking for praise. Being sincere is important. Praise power. Praise isn't just nice to hear, it's like a shot of energy that can lift spirits and drive motivation. Whether at home or work, everyone craves recognition and acknowledgement. But it's often in short supply, with many employees feeling undervalued. By offering genuine praise, you can not only brighten someone's day, but also promote cooperation and fuel their drive to excel. Make it a habit to give compliments, even for small tasks, to let people know their efforts are noticed and appreciated. Expressing gratitude is another powerful tool. A simple thank you can go a long way in making someone feel valued, especially when it's personalized. Catching people off guard with unexpected appreciation can be even more impactful. Cultivating a habit of seeing the good in others not only boosts their morale but also enhances your happiness and outlook on life. Cope with criticism efficiently. Managers often struggle with providing feedback on employee performance. The topic can be uncomfortable because many people lack the skills to give or receive criticism effectively. Follow these guidelines for constructive criticism. 1. Private discussion. Address criticism in a private setting to avoid embarrassment. 2. Start positively. Begin the conversation with positive feedback to create a supportive tone. 3. Focus on specifics. Zero in on specific actions or behaviors that need improvement, rather than criticizing the person. 4. Encourage cooperation. Instead of giving orders, encourage the individual to work together to find a solution. 5. Avoid dwelling on past mistakes. Once you've tackled the issue, it's in the past. Remember to end on a high note and show confidence in the employee's ability to solve similar problems in the future. Key points. 1. Success thrives on meaningful interactions, understanding human behavior, and promoting genuine relationships. 2. Prioritize listening over speaking, maintain composure, and aim for understanding rather than victory in conflicts. 3. Encourage acceptance, approval, and appreciation to connect with others effectively. 4. Leave a positive first impression by being enthusiastic, dressing appropriately, and focusing on common ground. 5. Boost staff productivity by soliciting ideas, offering genuine praise, and expressing gratitude. 6. Handle criticism constructively by addressing it privately, starting with positive feedback, and focusing on specific behaviors. 7. Practice active listening, maintain eye contact, and engage in friendly conversations to build rapport effortlessly.